Do you have questions about your health? Do you need to find out what's keeping you from feeling your absolute best? If so, your intuition has guided you to the right place. I am Dr. Charlize, and welcome to the Art of Healing podcast community. In this podcast, we explore all topics in health and wellness, from Reiki to functional medicine, energy medicine, chakras, and meditation. Join me every week for fresh new episodes that highlight healers, various healing modalities, and use this as your opportunity to find what healing works best for you. If you want to learn more about me, simply Google at Dr. Charlize. Enjoy. Hello, and thank you for joining me for this week's episode of the Art of Healing podcast. I am welcoming featured guest, Mr. David Andres, who is the CEO of Swiss Tech Solutions and VitaChip North America. VitaChip North America is a family-owned business that specializes in creating EMF protection devices and healing modalities that combat the negative effects of 5G and EMF radiation, enabling people to live harmoniously with technology. VitaChip, the company, offers several products that are designed to support the body's natural energy fields, offering an essential tool for energy healers, doctors, and practitioners. The company is devoted to promoting well-being in the modern world. So I am so happy to be discussing this because on this podcast, myself, we love anything that protects our energy. We are energy practitioners and Reiki practitioners. So please enjoy this episode. Don't forget that you can sign up to get a copy of this emailed to you. And I did almost forget that we are now doing live events in the Art of Healing podcast community. So look out for a notification for the next live masterclass coming up at the end of April. Hello, David. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
Well, I'm so happy to share your company, share your work with the listeners. Your website is innovative and is very educational. So I will make sure that the listeners, you all know where to go to look at David's company, because there's a wealth of knowledge and information on EMF, why we care about EMF, and why we need to protect ourselves. But David, my first question for you, can you describe for us what is EMF and why should we worry about EMF? Because for a lot of us, we may have heard this term, but we don't really understand it.
100%. So EMF stands for electromagnetic fields. Now, we do have natural electromagnetic fields. Our body is an electromagnetic field. The earth has an electromagnetic field, and the sun is an electromagnetic field. These are all good electromagnetic fields that we're used to, but technology has created unnatural electromagnetic fields, and the informational frequencies that are given off by these EMFs or electromagnetic fields has shown to really damage the body and really cause stressors to happen inside the body.
Okay. So off the top of your head, how would I know if I were being negatively impacted by electromagnetic fields or EMFs?
So many people show symptoms such as headaches, fatigue, migraines. They'll have maybe some itchy skin, tingling in the ear when they're on a phone call. And especially like sleep problems, anxiety, stress. So these are like the typical, you know, when my clients call me, these are the typical things they have. In general, our clients are usually a little bit older, they're over 35, because they're not used to the technology as much as, you know, the younger generation that was born into it. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't affect every single person. It's just the symptoms that are being shown. So the younger people just kind of, you know, blocked it out, or their body's not showing symptoms as strongly as, you know, people over the 30s or 40s.
That's really interesting that you said that. I have been curious about that because I'm 46. I can recall a world where there was a lot less technology. Even when I started my professional career, it's still weird to think about this, that when I first became a physician, we used pagers. So yeah. I could remember that at that point in time, I used to joke that I could predict when my pager was going to go off. And I thought it was like some kind of magic trick. Now I realize, like, oh, that was probably like a slight EMF I would feel. Because I could, towards the end of my residency, I could pinpoint it within a minute or two, like, up, it's getting ready to go off. And then fast forward to phones. And I have wondered with age difference, because I have noticed I've gotten to the point where I can't really sleep near my cell phone.
Many people have that, like, you know, most people have their Wi-Fi going on all night. They have a few cell phones. Some people even just put their cell phone on the side of the nightstand. Use it as an alarm clock. It's pretty typical. But when you're consistently, now, it's not really, one device really wouldn't be the issue, but it really is the cumulative effect. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're really experiencing right now. The average household in the U.S. has about 16 high frequency electromagnetic field producing devices. And when there's so much accumulation of these EMFs, it's going to constantly raise your cortisol levels and just really stress out the body. And what happens if you're under stress for 10 years, your body's going to, it's going to give you symptoms and tell you, hey, something is wrong here. And that's what people will start to notice. And, you know, symptoms, they are a good thing. It's our body telling us, hey, we needed to make some changes. But a lot of people just don't have the knowledge to know, oh, this maybe might be coming from EMFs. They will look at other sources and et cetera. So we're really trying to help people understand that a lot of these issues, a lot of these, you know, in Germany, we call them Volkskrankheiten. What that means is just general sicknesses that are just normal for people. These are symptoms usually, and they're coming from somewhere else. And a lot of the time, what we've noticed through our practitioners, when they take EMFs out of the household, or at least restructure them through our frequency technology, a lot of these symptoms start to go away.
Okay. So that term you said, like general sicknesses, or like sicknesses that are don't like maybe have an obvious name. I know in America, we might sometimes call those like psychosomatic symptoms or vague symptoms. Yeah, like an unwellness, but not any one disease.
Exactly. Especially, the German got me. But especially like multiple symptoms, you can't really diagnose one thing, but you know, exactly what you're saying is multiple of symptoms and yeah, that accumulation is really the problem.
Can I go backwards? You said that the average household has 16 devices generating, I think the way you said it, a high EMF. What would those devices be?
So in general, smart meters. Every household is starting to get a smart meter in the United States. They're very, very powerful. Then you have, let's say average household is four people. That's four cell phones there. Then you have maybe one or two iPads for those four people. Then you have a laptop each. I mean, in the normal world. So you got another four laptops on top of that. You have earbuds. You have smart TVs. Some people have Ring cameras. Your Wi-Fi router, your microwave. It's a lot of technology, you know, and just like you were saying, maybe 10 years ago, even, I mean, everybody did have phones, but, you know, it might be one, two cell phone, a family computer. It was just a big difference to now. And that's really where the symptoms are really starting to show.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me during this podcast episode. I just want to let you know, as a special gift to all my listeners, I am offering a promotion for a limited time. You can save 20% on all of my courses, on my online dispensary, and even 20% working with me individually in a one-hour consult for functional medicine or with a Reiki healing session. You will use the code ALCHEMYHEALING when you make your purchase. Check your show notes to learn more. This special goes until June 3rd, so sign up today. Now let's return to the podcast. So, share with us, what is VitaChip? Go ahead and introduce us to your company and the line of products so that we can start figuring out what's going to work best for us. Cause so many, as you were naming those, I have every single one of them. I think I'm so savvy and ahead of the game. And I was like, wait, I have that.
Yeah. I mean, our goal really isn't to scare people. I don't think scaring is any, I don't like it. It's going to stress the body even more. Mm-hmm. So we always want to offer solutions. So what we did is, after 30 years of, you know, we have a team of doctors and scientists in Europe that have been studying EMFs and how to mitigate the harmful effects. Now, kind of like noise canceling earbuds, you have a frequency, and if you send that counter frequency, it balances it out. So what we did is we got little devices that you can put on your cell phone, your Wi-Fi, your Bluetooth. And these devices, the first component is that they have 13 minerals inside. So you have 13 health beneficial minerals inside, as well as magnetite. Now, what magnetite is it's a mineral, but what we used to make cassette tapes out of, that little black film inside, that was magnetite. Okay. And there you can store information on there. So what we did is have you heard of biofeedback devices, bioresonance devices? Mm-hmm. So healing through frequency. So what we did is we actually programmed over 1,200 frequencies onto these devices. When they come in contact with a cell phone, it is going to mitigate the harmful effects by restructuring the electromagnetic fields, because it goes into resonance with the electromagnetic field from your cell phone. And that cell phone goes into resonance with your body. So what it's going to do is send the counter frequency as well as beneficial frequencies. Now, the interesting thing is, I didn't know if you got to see this on our website, is we have like a physical, a little study we did, you can physically see the restructuring. What we did is we froze water, and then we froze water with when it was exposed to EMFs, and you could see the crystalline structure was completely mutilated. The first water without any EMFs was a decent crystalline structure. Then we did we exposed it to EMFs. Froze the water, the crystalline structure just completely mutilated. And then we did the same exact test with the VitaChip on the phone. And then we had a perfect water crystal. I don't know if you got to see that, but it was really, really amazing.
That was actually one of my questions, because on your website, which you wanted to share with the listeners, your website's a wealth, a library of knowledge, a wonderful place to start, was that study on the water crystals. It reminds me of the studies of Dr. Emoto's. Exactly, I think that's where that with the water crystals. And I did want to ask, because I saw there were several other studies. I was really interested on the live blood analysis. Do you recall mm-hmm. that one with the red blood cells? What happened mm-hmm. with that?
This is my favorite study, because we had a client. This is a client purchased the VitaChips. He got a system, 8 of them, which is 8 VitaChips for the, you know, for the average household. And he wasn't very sensitive. He didn't really notice anything. And he was like, I don't know about this. And he was like, I'm going to prove them wrong. So he went to his doctor and he got a live blood analysis done to see before and after using the VitaChip and then not using the VitaChip. And his doctor shows him the results and he called us. This study we have is literally from him. And he sent it to us. He says, I don't know how, but look at these results. The red blood cells are completely nice and flowing instead of the clumping state that they were going into after using the cell phone.
Wow. Yeah,
so it was very powerful because it came from a skeptical client.
Wow. And to me, that would be so important when we're thinking about disease origin of so many diseases. You know, your red blood cells would be involved in the formation of blood clots. Your red blood cells are involved in heart attacks because when someone's having a heart attack, red blood cells become a part of the inflammatory lesion that causes the blockage. So yeah, that is really interesting. I read the study some, but I didn't quite make that. It was like such a personal connection. I think there was another study I wanted to ask you about.
Real quick, and what I also wanted to state was the a lot of my clients will call me after using the VitaChips and they'll call me maybe 3 weeks into it and say, hey, I don't know why, but I used to get arthritis pain in my hands. It doesn't hurt anymore. Or, oh, I'm having less back pain. Mm-hmm. And figured out by improving the blood flow, the circulation increases, your overall body's working better. What that means is a lot of the times they have less inflammation in the joints, in the tendons, and nerves, and overall they feel a lot better, have better range of motion in the body. It's been some real incredible findings on pain even. And a lot of people don't even know that it's a lot of the time pain can be associated from EMFs.
Hey there, make sure you check your show notes for important information about this product as well as how we can stay connected, including signing up for my weekly newsletter, as well as information on the upcoming live masterclass. Make sure to check your show notes for a link to try David's product, VitaChip. And I have more questions about that. There was a study on heart rate variability or HRV. Do you recall that one?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you describe what happened during that study?
Well, in the heart rate variability study, we tested a patient with a cell phone, and I actually got one myself too. I had to give it a try. So basically what happens, we put a cell phone for 1 minute on the heart and got a heart rate variability study. And you could see, how much stress is going up inside the body. You could physically see on the chart. We actually have a very nice video of it on the website. And you could see how much stress is building up inside the body. And then we did the same exact thing with the VitaChip. And you can completely see that I had less stress than the baseline. Same with the patients that we did it on. So the stress actually goes down once you're using the VitaChip as opposed to just a baseline.
Oh, that is so cool. And so, and thank you for reviewing that, because it's like I said, your website has so just a wealth of information. But thank concerning you. Chronic pain, because you were saying that like people with arthritis can feel some improvement using the VitaChip, which is a form of chronic pain. Would VitaChip help with other forms of chronic pain, nerve pain, for instance, or, some individuals suffer from chronic pain in the abdomen from scar tissue or those kind of things. Would VitaChip be of any benefit with that? Or like migraines, like chronic headaches?
Yeah. So back to the blood. When the blood is flowing properly, and just like you saw in the blood study, you have more circulation going. Now, the number two trigger cause for tension, headaches, and migraines is tension in the neck and shoulders. So when your body gets more circulation in the area, you get more oxygen to the brain, and your body overall, a lot of our customers, I'm not allowed to say that it's going to cure anything like that. It's not going to do that. This is not a medication, but what it does is it helps your body function properly. It helps it get back into homeostasis. It's not under constant stress, and your body starts to really make big transformations once your body is in a state of stress.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. And understanding, really, we never can promise a cure for the most part, even in medical practice. But what's so exciting for me in our conversation is that we're getting an opportunity to educate ourselves on something that impacts our health in a major way that we're not going to learn about in the doctor's office. This isn't going to come up, I can promise you. Maybe it will in the future, but this is something that's so common and so many people are feeling it, but I doubt that in an average doctor's office, it would come up. So with the company, with VitaChip, I believe there are several products. Can you guide us as far as, what would be a good way to get started, or for the listeners, what's the best route to start to learn more, or how to select products they would need?
Yeah, so we have four products right now in the United States. The first product would be the VitaChip. Now, what this is a single device. One VitaChip per device. So we have different packs of them. You purchase 1, 4, or 8, depending on how many electronics you have in the home. And then we usually recommend starting with that. That's going to show a huge, that's going to show really, really big changes. And then we also have, a pendant where we have the VitaChip built inside. They're really beautiful handmade pendants from Germany. They're handcrafted out of silver. So if you, let's say there's some EMF sensitive people, because there is about 10% of the people are really sensitive to EMFs and they don't have much electronics at home at all, or if any. Now, that's why we developed the pendants, so they can wear those, don't have to have a device near them at any time. We have the quantum pendants, and then we also have the life source. Now, what this is, it's a plate. Now, it's programmed with different frequencies to restructure the water inside of your food or your drinking water, just to restructure all the beneficial structure of the water and the food.
Okay. So the VitaChip, that's the actual product that would go on the device.
Exactly.
Okay. And then there's a wearable pendant.
Exactly. There is a wearable pendant for people to wear as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay. So what's the best way to find out about you and the company? Do you mind sharing with us, for the listeners, where to find your company? And then if you're having any kind of specials going on?
Yeah, of course. So we have a website. The website is VitaChipUS.com. And we are having a pretty big special for the listeners today. We're going to give 10% off to any order on there. The discount code is just going to be Dr. Charlie's. And we always offer 90-day money-back guarantee. You know, a lot of our clientele, they want to try the products out. And we don't want to have any pressure on that. Give a 3 months, try it out for yourself. I know a lot of our clients like to try it with muscle testing, feel the difference, and etc. So we always say, try it out. If you don't like it, send it right back. There's a full refund, no risk. But in general, from every 1,000 orders, we get about one back.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So listeners, in your show notes, I will make sure that you're able to find the link to get that discount code. I'm planning to go ahead and make my purchase after we're all finished up today, because I absolutely agree with David. This, the EMF and how it impacts us, And even as you're educating us, I'm starting to just make a checklist of myself. Like, yeah, I could definitely benefit. I really like this because as much as I want to, I really can't get away from my phone. As much as I try to, you know, keep it, you know, out of my field, you know, I run a business as well. I've got to be accessible. All of us have to, right?
100%. And, you know, they're designed to keep us on them. They're literally designed to get us glued to the screen. And it's not an easy thing right now. And me as well as a business owner, I mean, it's not easy without technology. That's why we found a way to work with technology.
I think it even says on your website, your products enable us to live harmoniously with technology. I like that.
Exactly. I mean, a really nice way to explain a little bit more, just like an energy healing, you use energy to heal, but there has to be an intention. So basically what the Vita chip does, it changes that intention of the electromagnetic field, because the electromagnetic fields were, let's say the technology was usually designed by military, which usually doesn't have a good energetic frequency. So what it's doing, just like energy healing, is changing the informational field of the electronic devices. And it doesn't block the EMFs. That's not possible. Your devices wouldn't work. All it's going to do is make it a little more biocompatible to your body. And that's how you can, you know, that's through the studies and stuff, as you saw. It's really going to measure out on the body the huge changes.
That is so cool. Thank you so much. Do you have any final parting words or advice for us as we're finishing up today?
I think we covered a lot. I'm really excited. It was nice and snappy. I really, really appreciate the time. And thank you, listeners, for listening. And I really hope you guys give it a try. And you guys can also reach out to me. You know, we have a huge network of practitioners as well, especially in Europe. And we are also, you know, building more practitioners, you know, just to create a community and, you know, work together to create a better world.
Well, David, thank you so much for joining us today on this episode. Listeners, in your show notes, you'll want to check the show note for the link to get your discount so that you can get started with the Vita Chips. You'll also want to check your show notes to make sure you get on my email list, because that's often an easier way to get all of that info straight to your inbox. And I'll make sure the contact information for David as well as company is easy to find. David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining during this episode of the Art of Healing podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a review. Also, you can check your show notes to find out how to get a copy of this and future episodes emailed directly to your inbox, available to listen to anytime. Finally, if you have questions or wish to connect to me, check your show notes to find out how we can get connected and find out how I can be of service to you.